From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. 7 Ukrainian soldiers have been reportedly ambushed and killed as clashes continue in eastern Ukraine between pro-Moscow militants and Ukrainian forces. It's reported one separatist also died in the attack, which took place outside the town of Kramatorsk. Additionally, the European Union has signed a deal of 1 billion euros in macro financial support for Ukraine. The interim Ukrainian government met with the head of the European Commission in Brussels to discuss the ongoing crisis with elections in the country set for May 26th. Some 355 million euro of the money signed in this agreement will go to a Ukrainian state building project to try and get industry moving. Ukraine's interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says the country's ties with the EU remain strong.
The Ukrainian government is committed to implement and to execute the political part of this association agreement that was signed previously. And we will strongly recommend to the new president to sign DCFTA.
In Turkey, an electrical transformer explosion and fire at a coal mine has left a number dead and up to 300 others trapped underground. There were reportedly about 500 workers underground at the time of the explosion, but many were able to escape before becoming trapped. Some of the miners are now in hospital, seeking treatment for burns and smoke inhalation. As Laura Wells, a journalist in Turkey, describes, search and rescue operations are currently underway.
Well, they have 4 rescue teams working, and they're trying to pump fresh air into the mine shafts, which have not been affected by the fire. Of course, if you put oxygen on fire, you can actually spread the fire. But it's a very difficult effort since it's so far underground and so far away from the exit.
Nigerian officials say they are ready to negotiate with Islamist militant group Boko Haram on the release of the hundreds of kidnapped schoolgirls. Abubakar Shekau, head of Boko Haram, released a video yesterday showing a number of the girls and saying he would consider trading them for imprisoned members of his militant group. Nigerian Cabinet Minister Tanimu Taraki says Mr. Shekau should send representatives for talks to prove the offer is legitimate. Meanwhile, U.S. aircrafts have begun flying over northeast Nigeria to assist in the hunt for the girls. Daniel Wrenches reports.
The United States is flying manned intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance planes with the Nigerian government's permission, according to a U.S. official who also says they're sharing commercial satellite images. The U.S. and U.K. are now providing ground support to Nigerian search teams, and the U.S. is also providing intelligence experts and negotiators.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. An underwater shipwreck expert reports he's discovered the remains of Christopher Columbus's ship, the Santa Maria, the flagship of his famous 1492 expedition to the Americas. The wreck is located off the coast of Haiti. The American investigator Barry Clifford says his team has been measuring and photographing the ruin and is working with the Haitian government to keep the site safe and protected. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria has resigned following the failure of the peace talks. Lakhdar Brahimi is stepping down from his position at the end of May. But there's no clear replacement. Nick Harper reports from UN headquarters in New York.
The Secretary General, flanked by Lakhdar Brahimi, confirmed the news that had been rumored for some time. Ban Ki-moon said the UN mediator for Syria had faced almost impossible odds, and said he regretted that the Syrian government in particular had been so reluctant to take advantage of Mr. Brahimi's efforts to end the conflict. The Secretary General said he had to take some time to think about who would be the right person to replace Mr. Brahimi.
And the European Court of Justice has ruled Google and other search engines must erase links to irrelevant data on request. It's being known as the right to be forgotten test and was brought to the court by a Spanish man who said his privacy was being infringed because a Google search of his name brought up the auction of his repossessed home from 16 years ago. Jack Perak has more.
The European Union is hailing it as a victory for the personal data protection of Europeans, while Google has said in the past that this move to allow people to have information about them online removed would actually amount to censorship. The ruling was given at the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg and will now be picked apart for exactly what this right to be forgotten will mean for search engines. It's part of a wider push by the EU to improve data protection for citizens.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.